I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is All It Takes Is the Right Toy by Floss of flossdoeslife.com. Read by Tabitha Rain. I've got sex toys. I've got porn, or my sexy imagination, depending on my mood. The ambience is set. The lube is out. I've got everything except for the orgasm. It's time to admit defeat. I'm bored, and I know the reason why. I've got a better, a bigger toy, a living, breathing, all-mind sex toy of a boy. That is what I need. There is only one problem with this need. He has been very naughty lately, and that has me questioning how much he deserves to give me the attention I need. I think on this for a while, but it can't be denied. The more I think about him, the wetter I get. In some way, shape or form, I need him here for this. I glance at the clock and realize whatever he might be doing won't be as interesting or as important as serving his mistress. So I send the slave summons, a bit like a bat signal, but for an eager-to-please slave boy. 15 minutes later and his key turns in my door. I can hear him following standard protocols as he undresses, folding his clothes and leaving them in a neat pile by the door. The thought of him naked and eager makes my cunt twitch. It's going to be hard not to use him fully, but I must be strict. I can't have him thinking he will be rewarded for misbehaviour. As soon as my eyes are upon him, my resolve is truly tested. He is glorious. His cage cock already looks like the metal surrounding it might be no object to its arousal. His eyes are shining with excitement, always anticipating what might await him, even when what waits him is frustration and denial. I direct him to the chair beside the bed and I fix the restraints in place. He might be a slave, but he's a bratty, horny slave and has on occasion broken free from minimal restraint or found himself unable to resist temptation on the occasions no restraint were used. While his attention is always pleasurable, he really does need to learn his place, which means he now is always fully immobilized when we play. Today, though, I do leave his head free to move, as I want him to be able to see me at all times. Once he is firmly tied to the chair, I remove his cock cage. He gasps and moans as I do, so his cock is hard. His eyes are pleading. And breathlessly he whispers, "Please, mistress." It's then that I know this is going to be just the release I need. I run my finger gently along his cock and he twitches against my touch. I can sense him holding his breath in anticipation of what I might do, of what pleasures I might permit him. And without a second thought, my hand slaps his shaft and I feel his breath fall from his mouth warm against my breast. I move my hand into my bra and start playing with my nipples. His mouth hangs open. His eyes are fixed. I can see how badly he wants them. He wants my nipples hard and erect to brush against his lips as his tongue darts out to lick them. For me to force them into his mouth, holding his head firmly to my chest, his breathing restricted, his only choice to keep on licking, to keep on pleasuring, to keep on fucking my boobs with his tongue, because it might be the only action he gets for a while. I deny him this today, though, as I intend to deny him everything but the chance to watch. I open the drawer beside the bed, and I hear him groan as he realizes what I'm likely to be searching for. I lay out my choice of toys on the bed, including the dildo so similar in length and girth to his own cock, that using it in front of him feels even crueler than a bigger one. I lie on the bed beside the dildo, vibrators, and lube, scantily clad but still clothed. I start running my hands across my body, and already things feel different to my failed attempt at masturbation. My body is starting to ache. The need is building inside me. The power I hold over him is setting me on fire. That is what was missing. My hands move over my knickers and I feel how wet I am through the material, and I know he'll be able to see it too. I taunt him with it, asking him if he sees how wet it makes me, having called him here to have restrained him and made him hard, hard before I'd even touched him, moaning at one slight, gentle touch. All he can say is, "Yes, mistress," and that alone arouses me further. I slide my wet knickers down my legs and I can feel his eyes are fixed on me, watching, waiting, so keen to see what he probably now realizes he cannot have. Once my knickers are removed, I kneel up onto the bed, lean forward and force them into his mouth. They are not efficient enough to be a gag, but they are very efficient at torturing him with my taste, forcing thoughts into his mind of his mouth on my cunt. Of those days where good behaviour was rewarded with oral servitude. Falling back onto the bed, my hands reach for a vibrator, and soon enough the familiar buzzing of a favourite toy fills the air. I can hear the chair creaking as he pulls against his restraints, knowing with great satisfaction that his predicament will be bringing him both pleasure and frustration. The vibrator is alternating between my clit and sliding inside me. My hips are moving ever more eagerly against the sensations this is causing. I lift my head, and one look has me rocketing from close to climax to being in the grip of orgasm. His muscles are tense as he pulls against his restraints, his eyes filled with the look I love, the one that verges on fury as he becomes more and more desperate to touch and lick and fuck. The tip of his cock glistening with pre-cum, and I almost laugh as the orgasm ripples through me, knowing that pre-cum is as far as he gets to go. I see him relax a little as my body shudders in the after effects of climax. I wonder if he thinks the tease is over, if I'll play with him, or even better, set him free to play with me. Instead, I fix my gaze on him and take the dildo that so perfectly resembles his own cock and grip it tightly in my hand. Again, he groans. I know that groan. I know how badly he wants my hand to be wrapped around his cock. How desperately he wants me to move up and down his hard, desperate erection, edging him, teasing him, whispering humiliating phrases until finally I let him fall over the edge, covering him in his own cum. Instead, he gets to watch me slide that dildo inside my hot, wet cunt over and over again. I want it to be him and I tell him so. I wish it was his cock covered in my wetness, filling me, stretching me, making the pleasure inside me rise. I reposition myself, kneeling on the edge of the bed so I can alternate between lifting myself on and off the perfectly positioned dildo and grinding down it. In this position, I can lean forward and rest my hands on his knees, giving me more leverage and control over fucking the dildo. I can't help but stare at his face. His expression is pained, and it is another level of arousing to know how I am affecting him. There is a wicked and insatiable pleasure in causing him this kind of frustration as I get close to another orgasm, this one much stronger than the last. I breathlessly tell him that I wish he could come too. Oh, how I'd love to give in, to let him come with me, on me, inside me. But no, he had to ruin it. He had to be bad. And he had to earn himself the longest ever stretch of punishment. Even this, berating him as I fuck myself with the dildo, is getting him more aroused. I glance down and see his cock, hard, twitching, pulsating, and I wonder if he might come without a physical stimulus. The curiosity outweighs my desire to deny him. Also, I feel like if I succeed, It would be something of a ruined orgasm, and the idea of that feels just as satisfying as denial. So I continue to verbally berate him. Between my own gasps and moans, I tell him how badly I need him to fuck me, how he needs to be a good boy so I can reward him with the chance to lick, finger and fuck my cunt. The more I talk, the redder his face gets, filling with anguish and desperation, his desire and submission causing his mind to empty of everything except want and need. I point these facts out to him, how all he wants is to touch me, how he can't, how he won't, ever. We both know that's a lie, but at the moment it feels so true, and it takes him further into his desperate desire, and the more I gasp and moan and lean against him as I whisper obscenities that humiliate, tease and torture him, the more I turn myself on, until no more words are needed. Because I hear him mumbling into his knicker-filled mouth, and it sounds like, oh shit, fucks, oh sorry mistress. And I look down in time to see the cum spurting from his cock, and that sight is all it takes for me to follow suit. Another orgasm is mine, my body finding the satisfaction that escaped it earlier. Sometimes all it takes is the right toy, and sometimes the right fuck toy is a slave boy. If you liked this, you can find more of Floss's brilliant work at flossdoeslife.com, more of me at tabitharain.com, and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.